It would be safe to say that Wisconsin Public Radio Northern Region General Manager John Munson is happy to get news this week that Ashland would get a permit for a 23,000-watt station.
It's a miracle. I'll be honest with you, I didn't think we were going to get it ever. I was stunned because these opportunities are rare.
In 2007, the Federal Communications Commission put the last remaining non-commercial radio station licenses up for bid. So Wisconsin Public Radio bid for 8 licenses. They've gotten approval for one station in Adams, Coloma. That station, WHAA, will have a reach from Wisconsin Rapids to Portage and expects to be on the air this summer. The Ashland station should be broadcasting in the summer of 2010. Munson says much of the facility is already in place in a very low power operation. Like most of Wisconsin Public Radio's 29 stations, Munson says local help is critical.
We got a great deal, though. The city of Ashland, and thank you, city of Ashland, gave us a piece of their industrial park to put the original building and tower in that we're using now. So that's where this is going to be. It's already there.
Other pending permits still to be decided by the FCC include in Webster, Rice Lake, Port Washington, Rhinelander, Niagara, Park Falls, and a second station for Adams, Coloma. Public Radio Chief Engineer Steve Johnston says those areas have competing applications that make approval uncertain. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.